The blessings in sweet companionship of our Lord Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. Well, it's been an interesting few days. There's a project we're working on. That's why I've been lagging a little bit, but it'll be a surprise that I share with you pretty soon. And my prayer time has been unusually sweet, and I think maybe a result of fasting more faithfully from things that are pleasing to my palate, and just the Lord's grace and His kindness towards me. I begin this message with what was on my heart. Lord, you put such a fire in my heart for you. It's truly amazing that my heart burns this way. I've never felt this way for a period of sustained time. What a wonderful and slightly painful gift. Please help me not to let it go away. He answered me, "It is a work of grace, my love, to bring you closer and closer to me. The fire from your heart, Claire, reflects and warms me in this world that is all but arctic towards me. Oh, Lord, may I feed this fire so it never goes out. Obedience and love for your brother will fuel the flames, beloved." And then I brought something up to him that just struck me as strange. I was experiencing an unusual level of arousal for no reason at all, and I assumed they were demonically inspired. Finally, I asked Ezekiel for prayers, and he rebuked spirits of lust, impurity, incubus and succubus demons, which I renounced out loud. Immediately, that physical sensation left my body, and I was normal again. So I asked Jesus, "What is going on with me?" He replied, "A test of virtue." Well, yes, I can sense that. Oh, I really feel sorry for our poor young listeners that have to deal with this on a daily basis. Maybe one of them is getting some relief by all of these temptations. It's very distracting. Then he began to speak about what was on his heart. "My children, did I not tell you you would be tempted in ways never before experienced, or at least things that you would never be tempted to before? Well, that time is here and upon you, and many are giving in to things they should be abstaining from. I would ask you to call upon me in that hour, when the fires of temptation are the hottest, and I will deliver you. Please do not give in to the devil's proposals. These are refining fires meant to polish off the surface of the precious facets of your soul that is so on fire with love for me. The devils would lower your desires to become carnal, but I say, rise up and take command of your flesh and put down these evil propositions before they can gain a foothold in you. The devils are looking for the stragglers, the weak ones that can't keep up, the compromised, the injured, the languishing ones. But I say to you, I will defend you in that moment. Call on me and do not go the way of sin. Rather, focus on me and I will handle these things that are just too much for you. In each of you there is a point of tolerance, a point at which you can no longer maintain your purity. That is when you need to call on me. That is when I will come to your rescue and make the difference." And I had a thought here I wanted to share with you. I know that when I was younger and single and raising four children, wow, I had a lot of temptations. Not only was I needy for affection, but my hormones were also very strong. When I found myself at a point where I could compromise, one of the things that gave me courage to pass that temptation by was comparing the object of my affections to the beauty of Jesus. The time was going to come when we would be joined in a pure heavenly relationship, and comparing anyone to Jesus made them pale and left me totally detached from whomever the devils were trying to tempt me with. And this was before I met Ezekiel. There was just no one who could compare to Jesus. so I noticed the Lord would immediately remind me of himself and that I belonged to him. And that kept me from sinning or being tempted to get into a relationship that was not of God. When the time came, he gave me the right man, who was his choice, care for me. And our attraction to one another was strictly spiritual for a year, until he opened our eyes to one another at the appropriate time, and we realized God had chosen us to be together as husband and wife. Looking back on it, having four children with the wrong man left serious repercussions in our lives. Eventually, I would find the right path for my life, and he would find his, and we would go two separate ways. And the DNA in our children was divided up in the same way. We were not one with the Lord, and neither were our children. Had I married Ezekiel and had children with him, how blessed they would be, because their genetic makeup would at least be much more harmonious and inclined towards God. Nevertheless, God is still the victor. Though the road is much rougher, I trust him to bring them all home. Oh, dear young ones, don't marry the wrong man or woman. Wait for God's appointed choice. You'll never regret it. Guard your heart closely and do not give it away in an impetuous moment. The demons always look for the times when you are tired or sick and are not functioning in your normal strength of self-control. Still, if you cry out to Jesus, he will save you. It is your choice. Jesus began to speak again. Now I will tell you a secret. 9 times out of 10, when you feel tempted in this way, it is demonic. They have a way of electronically sending impulses to certain points in your bodies that will cause you to be aroused. And they will do the same things to the people around you, setting you up for an occasion of sin. They will, in fact, also give you dreams to try and instigate fornication. I'm not talking here about the demons that stalk in the night to cause arousal, incubus and succubus. Rather, I'm talking about masquerading demons who appear in your dreams or thoughts, looking like someone you know or have an affection for, but in reality, it is a demon. Be smarter than the enemy, my children. Do not allow him to steal your purity or compromise and ruin your lives with a wrong spouse. Wait until I designate a spouse for you. Wait until I reveal a match truly made in heaven. The repercussions are lifelong and even beyond your generation. Yet know that even now, if you've walked into the wrong relationship, I can and will still do what is necessary to help you lead a fulfilling life. Just remain vigilant, faithful, and obedient to me. It's not always in your power to win every confrontation with evil, but it is in mine.